Doug, how are you?
I am fine, Tony. How are you,
sir? Oh, it's good to talk with you again. I haven't spoken with you since Veterans Day.
That's correct, sir. How is that son of yours?
Well, both of them, 9 and 7 years old, are running around like crazy, and they're eating me out of house and home.
I just remember this, Tony. They keep you young.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, if I have any energy left, I'll feel young.
Okay.
Let's talk about what you do, Doug.
I'm the Legislative Affairs Chairman for the Department of Michigan American Legion and the Marine Corps League Legislative Director, as well as a representing the Commanders Group. That's 11 chartered veterans organizations in the state of Michigan. We deal with legislative issues of concern to veterans. Right now, what we're primarily interested in getting done is establishing an Office of Veterans Affairs in state government. Right now, we're under the control of the Department of Military Affairs. And if you note how the military is handled in the other parts of the world, the president of the United States, elected by the people, is the commander-in-chief of the military. But now we seem to have it backwards here in Michigan. We put the military in charge of the veterans who are civilians, and we don't feel that that is appropriate. We should have our own Office of Veterans Affairs.
Why don't you?
Well, back in 1996, Governor Engler moved us into the Department of Military Affairs, and I'm sure it was probably a cost-cutting measure he was looking at. But I'd like to address the cost-cutting measure just real briefly. Our VSOs, which are veteran service organizations, all have officers who are employed by them who are detailed with the responsibility of going out and supporting veterans in getting claims filed against the administration, the Veterans Administration, so that they can get their disability payments based on the amount of disability they have. Well, we were given by the governor, by the state of Michigan, through grants, $3,026,000 to perform that very important task. Tony, there's 721,000 veterans who live in the state of Michigan. Now, for that $3,026,000, we return back to the state's economy through our efforts $285 million. So we're not a drain on the state's economy. We are anything but that. And we feel that we should have the right to control our own destiny. The veterans organizations are full of very competent, highly educated individuals and highly trained and skilled individuals who we feel are just as competent to handle the affairs of the veterans of the state of Michigan as is the Department of Military Affairs.
Well, Doug, why is it so important that you be able to handle your own affairs? That leads me to believe there's issues that aren't being addressed.
Yes, there are, Tony, and those issues have to do with, for the past 10 years, we have not received any additional funding, not even a cost of living from the state of Michigan. And I understand full well that it's tough times in the state, but you have to understand these young people coming back from Iraq and Afghanistan, and even the veterans who reside here who served in Vietnam and other wars, Korea, as well as World War II, we still have some of them applying for benefits. We deserve the right to control our own operations, and right now we're being dictated to by the state through the Department of Military Affairs how they will apportion the money to give to us to perform that function. For over 90 years, we have been performing that function without having anybody directing us and in control of us, and I think this is a measure that actually has hindered or hurt our organizational efforts.
So, where are you in the process? I know you've been meeting with many people, and you have a meeting this morning with Democratic gubernatorial candidate and Lansing Mayor Virge Bernero.
Yes, sir, we do. We wanted to get across to these individual gubernatorial candidates how important it is to deal with us on these issues. The former governor, or they're still the governor now, we asked her to meet with us several times, and each time we were turned down. And when she appropriated $1 million out of the budget, actually cut our operations, we had to lay off somewhere in excess of 20-some people. Currently, in the city of Detroit, where the regional office is located, we have at least 25,000 VA cases backlogged. And nationwide, Tony, there's 1.5 million cases waiting action. And we can't sit around and do nothing here. We've got to have more manpower and more money to handle this need. If it was taking money away from the state, I could understand her reason for taking the $1 million away from us, but it didn't take money away from the state. We were actually bringing money back to the state through our efforts with the Veterans Administration.
I would imagine that with the various military functions throughout the world, that the need and the people that you serve increases on a daily basis.
Yes, it does. And it's interesting. Jack Ebling asked me yesterday regarding the post-traumatic stress disorder and the traumatic brain injury problem. It's estimated that by a Harvard professor that in the next 20 to 40 years, the America is going to pay out over $600 billion with a B dollars to support the traumatic brain injury and post-traumatic stress disorder problem that's associated with the 10-year war we're currently fighting.
Well, what is on your agenda beyond meeting with Virge Bonero?
Well, we're going to, hopefully, once the elections are over, we'll be able to sit down with whoever wins, establish a transition team, and really get into some serious negotiations regarding establishing an Office of Veterans Affairs.